to the tolls again, because this is one of our big talking points tonight. They've been frozen again, the charge to cross the River Mersey or go under it. £1.70 it will remain, so that increase of 20p isn't going to happen. If you use a fast tag, the cost will be cut by £2 a week. For those who switch from cash to the tag, then it'll be a weekly saving of £5. So that seems like a good idea. Let's hear from Phil Davis, leader of Wirral Council. He told me the reason for the freeze.
Well, I think we were very keen as leaders to, and I was particularly keen, obviously as leader of Wirral, to make sure that having just signed the devolution deal at the end of last year, particularly in terms of having more control over the tunnel tolls, that we, as soon as we could, gave our local residents an immediate benefit. So I'm delighted that there'll be a freeze on cash tolls for a third successive years, and I'm particularly pleased that we're going to reduce the weekly cost of the fast tag by £2 a week for commuters, and that means that also that if you look at the difference between people who are paying cash for their tolls and people who are on fast tags, that's a £5 a week saving. So I think it's the first opportunity that we've had to achieve what I would call a devolution dividend,
right,
a real benefit from the deal we signed with the government in November.
And so where is the money coming from to fund this, or are they much fabled maintenance costs that's often talked about in relation to tunnel increases? Are they levelling off now?
Well, no. I mean, the reality is that the tunnel at the moment generates somewhere in the region of about £10 million a year surplus from tunnel tolls. And therefore, this is going to cost in the region of about £3.5 million, the reductions I've outlined. So I think there's plenty of opportunity, given the surplus, to deliver this,
right,
as well as making sure that we, we have enough money to do all the maintenance and operational stuff that we need to do. So I think this is, eminently affordable. And as I say, I'm so pleased that we'll be able to show that, the devolution deal makes a difference to local people.
Could you not have knocked maybe 10p off and perhaps had the surplus fund running at maybe 5 million?
Well, I think the way to look at this, Simon, this is the first stage, I think, in a longer journey. I've always said, that my ambition would be to, over time, reduce the tunnel tolls particularly for rural residents, but also residents of the city region. So I think you should see this as the start of a process of reducing the cost of the tunnels for local residents. And the other thing that we'll be doing, obviously as well, is we've got a further round of discussions with the government, and I would want to make sure that we have full control of the Mersey tunnels legislation, so we can do even more.
Right.
So this is just the start of a process. But
so,
I think
so. Your pipe dream, your pencil drawing, is to try and reduce this cost at some point. So
yes.
So that is an ambition of yours, is it?
Absolutely. This is setting out the direction of travel.
So when do you think we might see a decrease?
Well, you'll see a decrease from next year, because the fast tag is coming down by £2 a week.
Right. If we haven't got that, though.
Sorry?
If we don't have the fast tag, if we're not commuters.
No, anybody can buy a fast tag. Anybody can purchase a fast tag who uses the tunnels. You don't need to be a regular commuter.
Yeah, but it's most useful if you use it every day, isn't it?
Even if you don't use it every day, it's still worth buying it, because you can get a substantial discount, on the cost of a full toll.
Okay.
I think part of the work we need to do going forward is to more effectively market the fast tag to our local residents.
What percentage of people use the fast tag as opposed to just paying at the entrance?
At the moment, it's around about 40-odd%. 42%, I think, use the fast tag compared to people who pay by cash.
Right, so that's quite a substantial amount. All right, and what about the mechanism then for this? The fact that you have to freeze it every year, does that mean that it's written into the statute, into the law, that it does go up? Was that
well,
automatic almost?
And again, this is where I think we've shown the importance of local leadership here. The legislation says that in theory you should increase it with inflation year on year. So strictly speaking, according to the legislation, the toll should be £1.90 But we've said, no, we're not going to abide by the legislation. We're going to do what we think is affordable for local people. So that's why we're freezing it for another year.
And just on the money that it generates, that you say it was, roughly it's £10 million
surplus.
What is done with that money, and is it used up every year?
Well, it's part of that money will be used for other public transport schemes in the Liverpool City region. Part of that money is used for maintenance, etc. But I believe, having talked to Mersey Travel and got under the mechanics of, I think there's ample scope within the surplus to afford this.
Sure.
This
reduction. I'm just wondering, over the years, cumulatively, if it was making roughly £10 million in surplus, there must be quite a tidy sum now knocking around. Or is it spent every year? That's what I'm asking.
It is spent every year, mainly on public transport schemes. And then obviously we've got the historic debt that's still got to be paid off. So it is spent. But what I'm saying this year is I want a bigger proportion of it spent on keeping the tunnels tolls down.
All right, Phil Davis, thanks for being on the programme.
My pleasure.